Oh. Well, would you look at that? The vampire has finally awakened from his slumber. Congratulations. I know you've been awake this entire time. That's not what I meant. What I was trying to say is I haven't seen you for hours upon hours. For the past couple of days, in fact. How are we roommates again? Well, it seems like you don't live here. When was the last time you ate, by the way? Now, I'm not trying to nag or anything, but you know, I care about your well-being. But at the same time, I don't want to be too obsessed, you know what I mean? I hear you. What is our neighbors doing now? One moment. They've been annoying this entire time. Have you not heard them? They keep banging on the walls. Like, they're hammering something in constantly, and I don't know what it is. It just seems like they're hammering the wall. They're not putting anything in. Anywho, that's never gonna end. Back to you. What's going on? What's going on with you? Stress? Man, that's typical. What have you been stressing about this time? Don't wow me. I'm just saying, when these types of things happen, where I don't see you for like a day or two, and I start having to question if you've eaten and taken care of yourself properly, you know? Yeah. It's typically because you're stressed out and something's taking over your mind. So what is it this time? Work. What's going on at work? That's fair. That's fair. They're working you like a dog. Any break in sight? Wait, speaking of break, hold up. Have you been taking breaks? Oh my god, you haven't? Well, no wonder you're stressed out like crazy, more so than usual. You've been completely ignoring the fact that you're a human being and you need to take breaks. That's ridiculous. You're a fool, you know that, right? I don't mean any offense to that, but I'm just stating the facts. You're crazy. I could never imagine doing the hard work that you do and not taking a break, even if it's 30 minutes or 20 minutes. How long are your breaks anyway? An hour? And what have you been doing during that hour that you're given?
Working. Okay, that's fair.
Is there like some big project that you guys have to do? Do you know if your other coworkers are taking breaks? Or are you all just like no-lifing getting this job done? It's pretty much a mutual no-lifing.
Well, heck.
What do we do about this? Well, you say there's nothing you can do, but at some point you get off the computer, right? Then something can be done to calm you down. Because what you're doing at this moment is going to result in you having a mental breakdown. And neither of us want that. I don't want to see a friend hurt. And I don't want you experiencing that ever. So, we're going to figure this out together. Right now. Yeah, right now. You're off the computer now, so I'm guessing work's done for the day, right? Good. Yeah, then we have a couple minutes. Besides, I'm sure you want to rush off and take a shower and actually eat something. And if you don't want to eat anything, we can always order out. Well, I didn't really make anything big. I just made a sandwich. We could get some pizza. Look, you know I'm a heathen. Just because I ate that sandwich, you think I won't eat some pizza? Psh, you wild. I am American. That's what we do. We eat. Now to you, to focus on a solution for you. What is something that people typically do when they're stressed out? You can take in nature. Go on a nature walk or something. Well, mainly for your days off, not during your breaks, per se. For breaks, I guess. Get in the bed, close your eyes, set a timer just in case you fall asleep. That could maybe help. It gets you away from the computer, I know that much. Calms the brain. You don't think that's a solution either? Then what is the solution? What's something that can be done quick? Doesn't require you leaving the home. Can relax your mind. And is rather entertaining at the same time. What to do? I don't know. Well, that's not entirely true. There is one thing coming to mind. Yeah, but I don't think you'd really be for it. Like, I'm not... We've known each other for a long time. But at the same time, I don't know everything about you. There's still some things that are a secret, pretty much. And I don't know how to really offer this up to you, which makes it kind of funny. It makes it a little bit silly. Well, let's see. How do I explain this to you? You know I'm a freak, right? Okay, so you say right, but I feel like you don't understand exactly. So, like, I'm a freak. You know, I'm into some things that are a little taboo, a little strange. But long story short, I like it when my friends are happy. And it doesn't really matter exactly how they are happy. It's just, as long as they're happy, I'm happy. And some of the ways that I can make a friend happy tend to dip into a different realm of interaction, if you understand what I mean. Okay, how do I explain this proper? Well, let's see. How do I like making my friends happy? So you know how back in high school, we used to cuddle, right? Because I believed the fact that just because we're friends, it didn't mean that we couldn't share, you know, body heat or just like human touch in general. Like, it was an activity that made us both happy and feel calm and relaxed. Same with scratching your head and massaging your scalp. Simple stuff like that. Right? Well, I sometimes go one step further. Oh my god, you're gonna make me just say it, aren't you? Well, I don't want to say it. I want you to use your brain. You can figure it out. What Why'd you come into my bedroom? Oh no. This is like the perfect place to do this too. Funny enough. Oh, you have no idea what I mean. You're cute as hell. You know that, right? You're completely oblivious. How is that possible? With the amount of time you spend on the internet, how is that possible? See, now you sound pissed because I'm not telling you, which is even cuter. Oh my god, if you make me keep on laughing like this, I'm gonna start choking. Oh, now I'd like to choke on something else, but not on my own, like, laughing fit. I don't want that. Oh god. Well, you are a goofball. I want you to know that. Yeah, you are a goofball. Because you're not aware of your friend offering you something. A way to release some stress. Oh yeah, whatever do I mean by that? I don't know. Well, I'm a girl, right? Okay, you're a guy. What is something that guys typically do to relieve stress really quickly? I mean, yeah, exercise is one thing. It's a form of exercise. It's not what a person typically does to lose weight, but it definitely exercises an arm, depending on which arm you like to use. Some people are how do you say that? Ambidextrous? That's how you say that, right? Yeah, that's the word. Sorry, you know me. English is not my first language, I hope. What I'm trying to say to you, though, is I can help you release stress in a fun and interactive way, preferably with my mouth. I could do it with my hands, but, you know. What are you confused about? Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Oh my god, you're stupid. Friends with benefits ring a bell? What I'm saying is I'd be more than happy to suck you off or jerk you off until you come. And hopefully that'll let you relax. And I'd be more than happy to do this during your breaks. And you know what? I'll offer something more. You don't even have to leave the desk if you don't want to. I'm short enough to go underneath. Spread your legs open. Open up your pants and I can help you. I am not kidding. Why would you think I'm kidding? Does it look like I'm kidding? Does it sound like I'm kidding? Then tell me where you see the joke in all this. Look, I crave for my friend to be happy. So how about we do some fun, friendly activities together? Friends with benefits. Would you like a demonstration of the benefit? I'll get some pleasure out of this. Don't you worry. What would I get out of it? Well, you can go down on me next if you want to. But at the end of the day, knowing that you're happy is all I need. And hearing those grunts are fine, I guess. But if I can make you moan, then I'm having a great day. Yeah, I want you to moan. Well, let me let you in on a fun fact about me, right? Remember, I'm a weirdo. Also, there's nothing better in this world than hearing a man moan. The higher the pitch, the better. I don't know, it's just something about it that turns me on. God, it's amazing. Yes, really. Oh, hush up. To me, it sounds like you're stalling.
How about you, instead of stalling,
get on the bed, okay?
Here's some room.
Just get right in front of me, all right? I'm glad you caught me while I'm in bed, because now I don't have to get up. At least not all that much. I can stay laying on my side. All you need to do is let me have access. Okay? Good boy. No pet names right now. You made a face when I said that. When you definitely made a noise. So what's the problem? Nothing's the problem.
Whatever you say.
Oh, I'm not making fun of you. It was cute. I promise. So this is what you've been hiding from me. Why the silly reaction? Well, I'm not wrong. You have been hiding this for a good reason. I'm just happy to meet it. What's wrong now? Yeah, I'm making eye contact with you. Is there a problem with me making eye contact with you while licking it? It's making you feel a certain type of way. There's nothing wrong with that. Describe the feeling. Long story short, it's a good feeling. Can't believe it. What? That your best friend's giving you head? I hear you. Good so far. I'm glad to hear. Wow. Just wow. Oh, no worries. I know you can't think straight right now. You taste good. Well, I found it cute that you were hesitating to put your hand behind my head. Hey, if you like something in the way it feels, instinctually you'll want more of it. That's why I grabbed your hand and put it exactly where you've been wanting to put it all along. I don't mind if you push my head down further. Whatever's required to please you. What are friends for? But you're welcome. Sorry. I love playing with it. I want to see more of your friend later on. Hey. Quick question. Are you still incredibly stressed? Stressed about what? Well, that gives me an answer. Nothing, dear. Nothing at all. Just relax. Sit on the bed with me. Okay? Last thing you should do right now is stand up. Sit down, lay down, do whatever you want. Just don't stand up. God, that was good. I wonder how you'd feel inside of me. Sorry. Inner thoughts coming out. I'm still quite curious, though. Wanna try it out sometime? Try what out? Try me out. I think you'll like my body. May like the rest of me a lot more than just my mouth. Well, of course I know you like me. You know what I'm trying to say. You always have to make things so difficult, don't you? Mm-hmm. What are friends for?